Well, now in our Dream Team interviews, we're going to talk with Slater head coach Michael Horton. The Slater Wildcats, a very successful 7-4 season this year. And Michael, you had a couple players on the Dream Team. Let's talk first of all about your offensive player, junior Jacoby Brashears, who's an offensive lineman. Talk about Jacoby.
Jacoby is a leader for us. He's one of our team captains. You know, he leads by example. I don't think he missed one practice the whole year, played every offensive snap. He's a 6'4 kid, about 285 pounds, so he's a load out there. When he comes off the ball, he's going to come off hard, and he's going to fire off low. He's going to be super aggressive. We recorded him with 33 pancake blocks this year. So he's just a leader for us, and he's kind of been a leader ever since he's been a freshman. He's been starting since he's a freshman. We expect big things out of him next year, and he's the type of kid that's probably going to play some college ball.
So you say he does plan to go ahead and play college ball. Has he decided where yet, or is that still up in the air?
No, he's he's kind of keeping the door open. He hasn't really looked at one place. He's going to look at what's going to best fit for him and his family. So that's still kind of open. So he just wants to continue to work and get bigger and stronger and be even more dominant his senior year.
You know, it's kind of unusual. Normally when a coach picks an offensive player, it's often a quarterback, a running back, a wide receiver, somebody from the skill position set. But you pick an offensive lineman, and, you know, that the offensive linemen are what makes the offense go, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, without our offensive line, you know, our skill guys wouldn't be as good as they are. They need them to run block, fall, and pass block. They're the protectors, you know. They're the leaders for us. And, you know, I tell my offensive linemen all the time that I love them more than anybody else because they do all the dirty work and don't get a whole lot of recognition. And, you know, this is one of them times that, you know, he needs to be recognized and the offensive line needs to be recognized. So we're extremely proud of him.
Well, let's talk about now your defensive player, senior Chandler Zibel. He's a linebacker for you, and he's the real deal too, isn't he?
Absolutely. You know, he's not only a linebacker, but he was our starting running back. So this kid never got off the field. He was on special teams as well. Never asked to come off the field. He did lead the team in tackles at 101, had a couple sacks to go along with it, along with the interception. Even scored a defensive touchdown for us this year. So he's our leader on defense, gets our defense lined up the way it's supposed to be, makes his reads. Just an absolute playmaker on that side of the ball.
Well, not just football. I understand he's an outstanding basketball player, also very good in track. I think he high jumps, does quite a few other things. So just a pretty good all-around athlete, isn't he?
Absolutely. You know, he plays football, he plays basketball, he runs track, and he plays baseball as well. He's not a high jumper. He actually runs a lot of distance for us.
Okay.
He doesn't really like running distance, but he's that team guy that he's gonna go out there and he wants to help score points for the track team. You know, there's days he really wanted to work on sprinting, but he knew he wasn't gonna come in first or second place, and so he did what was gonna best help the track team. So he's a team guy. You know, he's gonna help everybody around him. He wants to be a leader out there. He wants to help any team that he's on be better.
Real quickly, he's a senior, Michael. Plans for him to play any sport he wants to almost in college?
Yeah, he definitely wants to play some sports in college. You know, I think he's looking at football and basketball the most. I think those are his first two loves. So he'd definitely like to play at the next level. So we're trying to get him a school to go to, and he's had a couple recruiters come in and talk to him, and he's going to take some visits, and hopefully we can get him somewhere good.